This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Here is a headline you don't hear very often. Bank regulations are being weakened. Global regulators meeting in Basel, Switzerland, are loosening the rules for what kind of assets banks have to keep on their balance sheets in case of a crisis. Now, riskier investments like mortgage-backed securities or low-grade corporate bonds can be used as part of a bank's emergency buffer. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why would regulators want to weaken the rules for banks?
There are two points here, I think. One is that the tighter the rules are, the greater the danger is that banks will feel constrained and unable to lend as much to the private sector, to businesses and households, as they might otherwise like to. The other aspect is, I suppose you could argue, is it really a weakening or not? Because the Eurozone crisis does make the initial focus on government debt look a bit questionable. Suppose you're a bank, you have to raise a lot of money in a hurry. Is it really such a good thing to have a lot of, for example, Greek government bonds to sell?
Right.
There's a good case for saying that all kinds of other assets might be more useful.
Now, Andrew, we cover the global economy and global banks all the time, and I find this stuff interesting, but I have to say nothing makes my eyes close more than the Basel banking regulations. So why does this really matter to people?
I don't think you're the only person who has that kind of reaction to Basel, but it really is important. They are trying to find a difficult balance between two sometimes conflicting objectives. One is to make the banks stronger so that there's less danger that they'll have to go groveling to central banks for short-term loans or, worse still, to governments for injections of taxpayers' money to stop them going bust. But at the same time, to ensure that they are in a position to provide the lending that's needed by the private sector to businesses and households to keep the economic recovery going. There really is this tension between what would make banks strong in the long term and able to do their job in the short term, and it's a very difficult balance to strike.
The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker joining us from London. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure, Jeremy.